you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
gorgeous or what?
Is that really somebody's head?
It's more than just a head. It's Paul. He's the one who sent it to me. I met him at the Akron County Fair. Now I know why God invented vacations. So my family could drive across country and I could meet boys.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't meet any boys on my vacation. In Europe, they're born men.
Yeah, I know.
What's with this, yeah, I know, like you know? You spent the entire summer at the Minnehaha camp for girls.
Admit it, the closest you got to a boy is when the camp put on The Sound of Music and you play Baron von Trapp.
Everyone said I give a sparkling performance.
They were talking about your braces, kid.
Blair, you should have brought back some souvenirs from Europe.
Uh-huh, but I did. I've just been saving this for the right occasion.
Ooh, come on, open it up.
Yeah. How about later, Joe? Not in front of the child?
Who are you calling a child? If I was still a child, they wouldn't have made me dorm monitor.
They would if nobody else wanted the job.
Oh, come on, Blair. Let me see what's in the box.
Sorry, Tootie, but this is private.
Mail call. Oh. Joe. Yep. Tootie.
Thanks.
Tootie, every time I look at you, you change. Your hair looks different. Your teeth. Well, I can't see your teeth, but I'm sure they'll look different once the braces come off.
Yeah, her mouth won't look like train tracks forever.
Really?
That's okay, Mrs. Garrett. I consider my braces a status symbol.
What status?
I'm a teenager now.
Oh, Blair, there you go.
Thank you.
And the rest of it is for you, Natalie.
Thank you. All of those? Natalie, have you been writing to prisoners again?
To do that anymore. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Iowa, Iowa. Oh, great state, Iowa.
They don't call it the heartland for nothing.
Oh. Ooh. Blair has souvenirs too, but she won't show them.
Oh, really? Hey, Blair, what do you have?
Just a few trinkets for my European vacans. That's vacation. You know, Swiss watches, Italian handbags, French cheese.
You're not supposed to have food in the rooms.
And what's that, dorm rule number 5?
No, 7. Now, if you'll all excuse me, I have a safety check to make.
Tootie, I think it's terrific that you're dorm monitor.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. I think I'll start in your room, Mrs. Garrett.
My room? You're going to find a problem in my room.
French cheese?
Okay, so she caught me a little off guard. Feast your eyes on this.
Booze.
Booze? You heathen?
That's pui fuisse.
Gesundheit.
Think of it as the Michelob of French wines.
How many bottles have you got?
2.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, Mrs. Garrett has a meeting with the headmaster tonight, and Tootie's got the drama club. I thought I'd throw a party.
What's the occasion?
I told you. Mrs. Garrett's got a meeting with the headmaster tonight, and Tootie's got the drama club. I'll buy that.
You really think we should leave out Tootie?
Natalie, you're an upperclassman now. Either you play with the big girls, or you play with the little girls.
Well, it'll certainly be a change from milk and cookies.
I don't know if I can get this stuff down. I'll get some beer.
How will you get beer?
I'll get some beer.
You girls will have to find a better place for this. It's blocking the fire exit.
So what's the problem? It blocked the fire exit last year.
I'm just doing my job.
Fine, just do it quietly.
And, could you do it somewhere else? We're in the middle of something important.
Well, what a coincidence. So am I.
Okay. Can you believe
Whoa.
It?
Whoa!
Oh, Mr. Parker can't say no to this budget increase unless he's just a basically cold, heartless, stingy person. I'm dead.
When are you meeting with him?
In about 10 minutes. Oh, Tootie, he's just got to give us a new rotisserie. The old one turns so fast, the chickens get whiplash. Would you mind asking Joe if she'd try to fix it again?
I can't. I've decided I'm not talking to Joe.
Oh, you two fighting?
If we were fighting, I'd be talking to her.
I see.
I'm not talking to Blair either.
Oh, you girls will work it out.
Or Natalie.
Oh, Tootie, please, I'm trying to finish this before my meeting.
I guess you want to know why I'm not talking to them.
Yes, I guess I do.
They're always putting me down. They treat me like a kid. Can't they see I've changed?
Well, honey, sometimes people need a little time to get used to the change.
Well, can't you talk to them? They listen to you. You should stick up for me.
Yeah, but I think you girls are old enough to work it out yourselves. I shouldn't get involved.
Okay, Mrs. Garrett, tell them to give me a chance. Tell them I'm not a baby.
Terry, would you not whine? You're giving me a migraine.
I'm not whining.
Tootie, trust me, you're whining. Well, I'm ready. My parents bought this stuff at the Polynesian Palace in Kansas City, MO.
Well, come on, let's get this show on the road.
Joe, pass me the pineapple chunks and the maraschino cherries.
What are you going to do with those?
I'm going to put them in the wine. I can't drink booze without food in it.
Well, I'm starting.
Where'd you get the beer?
I got the beer. Here's to those who wish me well. All the rest can go to Jersey.
You're back.
I know. What are you doing here?
I live here.
Well, what are you doing here?
I've decided I'm not going to be in the school play.
Why not?
Because they're doing the Sound of Music here, too. And they want me to play Baron von Trapp. Again.
But you told everyone you were wonderful in your camp play.
I was, but I don't want to be typecast. Hey, what's going on? You guys having a party?
Sorta.
Where's the milk and cookies?
It's not that kind of party, kid.
You've got beer!
And wine!
Thanks, Natalie.
You guys can't have that stuff! It's against the law! And it's against the rules, and why didn't you invite me?
This isn't your speed. We're in the fast lane, Tootie. You're still on the bike path.
Face it, kid. You're under the hill.
You too, Natalie?
Oh, come on, on, Tootie. There are lots of other things you can do. You're dorm monitor, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And don't you guys forget it.
How can we?
Why don't you go turn off a light or lock a door?
Or report a drunken brawl.
What? Report us?
It's my job.
You wouldn't.
Why not?
She don't have the guts.
I do, too. You're breaking the rules, and it's my job, and this is my room.
Then we'll take our party out of your room.
Yeah, let's go to the laundry room. I'm real disappointed in you, Tootie.
Please. What do you expect from a child?
Come on, let's get out of here. You know, kid, you're getting to be a real drag.
Yeah, you guys are gonna be sorry for this. You guys think you know everything. You think you're so grown up. Yeah, well, I'm not such a child. And I can do anything they do.
Come in, Mr. Parker. Make yourself comfy. It isn't often the headmaster visits my humble, extremely humble, humiliatingly humble kitchen.
I said I would consider your budget request. I am not promising anything. Now, shouldn't that door have been locked?
Oh, Tootie probably left it open for me.
Well, how thoughtful of her. And what is this? Did you think maybe that you would like to crawl in through the window?
What are you talking about?
Oh, this
I don't understand. That's not like her at all. Tootie is so responsible.
I hope so. Dorm monitor is more than just a title.
You're right. Well, here we are. My famous apple kuchen. I'll just heat it up for you in the bun warmer.
Mrs. Garrett, you don't have a bun warmer.
Oh.
And you're not getting one.
Oh. Mr. Parker, there's an old saying. He who has a cold heart also has cold buns.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Garrett, Mr. Parker.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett, Mr. Parker.
Tootie, are you okay?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. I just came down to lock the door.
That's the window. Tootie, I smell liquor.
So do I.
Tootie. Well, it seems we have a problem.
Oh, you too, huh?
Well, you know what they say. Life has its ups and downs. Down, Tootie. Sit on the step.
Mrs. Garrett, I don't like what I see here.
What could you see?
I see a person who was not doing her job. Now, you're dorm monitor. Now, that's a big responsibility.
So's cooking for hundreds of girls on equipment that is outmoded, outdated, or just plain out.
Tootie, you and your roommates are still on probation. Now, if you backslide, well, you girls will be out of here faster than you could say...
Bun warmer? That's a nice, short, inexpensive word.
So is good night. Good night.
Good night. Young lady, I want a few words with you.
Could you wait until I can talk?
Tootie, you're drunk. I'm just sick.
Me too.
You feeling any better?
Uh-huh.
Judy, how could you do this to yourself? And your stomach. And the carpet. Did you finish the whole bottle of wine?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, there's a lot you didn't remember. You didn't remember to lock the windows. You didn't remember to turn off the lights. You didn't remember that you were dorm monitor. Period.
I know. I blew my job.
It's not just that. Tootie, do you realize you can be expelled for this? You know, lately, you've been making a big deal about how you've grown up, how nobody's noticed it. Well, let me tell you something. Getting drunk is not a grown-up thing to do, even when a grown-up does it.
I know, Mrs. Garrett. And I promise I'll never do it again.
That's not good enough. I have to know where you got that wine.
I said I was sorry! I cannot believe you spilled a half a bottle of $30 wine. It was an accident!
They ate the wax right off the floor.
Well, at least we have another bottle upstairs.
Count me out. I feel awful.
You should. You swallowed half a can of pineapple chunks and a jar of maraschino cherries. I got sick just watching it.
Well, it tasted good at the time.
Tootie, you don't seem to realize how serious this is. I'm responsible for you girls, and I'm responsible to the school. And if the pouifouissé is flowing like water, I have to find out who turned on the tap.
Oh, you're talking. We'll come back. Bye. Mrs. Garrett, Tootie, the bottle.
Oh, come on.
Girls, don't go away. Come in. We have a problem.
You know, Mrs. G, you know, you should have come to the movies with us. You could have seen a giant mushroom eat New York.
Joe, please. I came back here tonight and Tootie was drunk.
Drunk?
She polished off a bottle of wine.
The whole bottle?
Maybe she spilled some.
So I guess she told you where she got it.
No, I didn't.
But I have my ideas. Have you girls got any ideas?
Not moi.
Joe? Me? I haven't had an idea since 79. You got any ideas, Nat?
Not a one, Blair.
I see. Judy, I'm going to have to go see Mr. Parker about this.
What?
But last year he expelled two girls for drinking.
I know. But there's liquor on this campus, and I have to find out where it's coming from. I have no choice. I don't know. Maybe you older girls can help me out on this?
Tootie, they really gonna kick you out of school?
They will if I keep my mouth shut.
They gonna keep your mouth shut?
Why should I?
Because if you don't, we'll get expelled.
Now, wait. Let's be practical about this. What would you gain by implicating us and dragging us down with you?
Revenge.
For what? If it weren't for you guys, I wouldn't be in this mess. It was your wine.
Well, we didn't pour it down your throat.
That doesn't matter. You guys left me out of your party. You leave me out of everything.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You make fun of me. You call me kid. And that makes me feel rotten.
Well, we didn't mean to make you feel bad.
That doesn't matter, you did. You know, I'm a teenager now. I mean, I may not be as teen as you guys, but at least I got a foot in the door, but you guys keep slamming it on me.
Some best friend I am.
Guess none of us will win any prizes for friendship.
Face it, there's only one way to make this right. You gotta tell Mrs. G it's our fault.
If Tootie's gonna be expelled, we should be expelled with her.
Isn't that just a little extreme?
Okay, lights out. It's been a long night for all of us.
It's about to get longer.
Mrs. Garrett, we have something to tell you.
We know where Tootie got the wine.
It doesn't matter where I got it. I know what I did was childish and wrong, but I did it, and it was my fault. And if I have to be expelled, then I'll be packed by noon.
Jeez. Well, that took guts.
Okay, Tootie, if that's the way you want it, we'll go see Mr. Parker in the morning.
Wait, please. Does he have group rates on expulsions?
What do you mean?
What she means is, we're responsible for the wine
and the beer.
How'd you get beer?
I got beer.
Mrs. Garrett, Tootie only did what she saw us doing.
I had a feeling the grape didn't fall far from the vine. Oh, girls, girls. Do you realize what deep trouble you're in?
I just had another one of my brilliant ideas. Why bother Mr. Parker with any of this?
Blair.
No. What I mean is, why don't you punish us? Yes.
No.
Yeah, you've done it before.
And you're so good at it.
I couldn't be severe enough with you girls.
Sure you would. We trust you.
I mean, what could I do? Ground you for a couple of weeks.
Make it a month.
Make it two.
And no television during the week.
Or on weekends. And no dates.
No dates.
Let's see. Grounded for 2 months. No television. No dates. Well, then, all things considered, I'll take a chance on you. I won't go to Mr. Parker.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
But girls, if you ever think of pulling a stunt like this again, you're on your own. Good night.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Being mature is hard work.
Isn't it, Stretch?
Stretch?
Can't call you kid anymore.
How about Brace Face?
I like Metal Mouth.
I like Tin Grin better.